just attacking the ball. You know, when you're coming from the blind side, the quarterback doesn't see you. So the game is about the ball. We want the ball. So whenever you have a chance to try to get the ball out, I was taught that's what you go for, to try to get the ball out.
Is that different from what most guys do? It seems like most guys go for the
ball. Well, it depends on, you know, the situation. If you if he doesn't see you coming, then that's when you attack the ball. But if you just need to get him down and you got to go for the, you know, a regular tackle, that's what you got to do.
Do you feel like strip sacks should count as two in the stat column because they're so much more important?
I don't think so. I think it's definitely a big play. It's something that we work on it all the time. We work on coming from the backside and getting the ball out.
Julius, okay. You've been around this game long enough. Do you approach a backup quarterback any different than you would a guy who's a starter?
I don't. I don't think anyone should. You got to respect the game. You always got to respect your opponent. So regardless of who it is, we're all NFL professional players. So you got to take everybody. You got to prepare for every opponent the same. You can't say one guy can't do something because he's not starting. He's on the team for a reason.
They are a little different though without Tony Romo, aren't they?
I don't know if they are or not. I think they run the same plays, pretty much, same offense. So, obviously they're different type of players. But, Matt's been around the league. He's a pro, and he knows how to get the job done.
Well, you've had a lot of early down tackles for losses, it seems, this year in the run game. Has anything changed? Are you just, the elephant's attacking a little more off the edge, or what's been
I don't really have an explanation for that. I didn't even know that, to be honest with you. But we just continue to grind, continue to go out and practice the fundamentals, and those type of things happen.
How important is it to get back on a winning tone at home after two straight home losses, which is weird around here?
Yeah, it's important for us to get back on the winning track. We got to win our home games. You got to win all your home games. So this is a big week for us. In all areas, in all aspects of the season, this is a big game for us, and we need to win.
Do you feel like there's a thing about this defense that you guys can shake off, a bad stretch, a bad first quarter in Detroit, and then play the way you did the rest of the game? What does that say about this unit?
To be honest with you, the stretch wasn't even that bad. This is a game of a few plays here and there, the difference between holding a team out of the end zone and making them kick a field goal is huge. So that's the thing we got to get better at. But these guys are tough. We're going to grind the whole game. We're going to continue to fight the whole game. And I think we've shown that all season. It was on display in the game in Detroit. So that's something we're proud of. We take pride in.
It seemed like there was some miscommunication on the Ebron touchdown. Mike McCarthy was trying to race down the sidelines to get a timeout. But as a defensive player on the field, you can take timeouts too. Is it just one guy that's in charge of that, or can anyone take that timeout and coach won't get mad if it saves, something like that?
I can't speak for anybody else. I like to let the coaches decide when they want to use timeouts because they're so valuable. I would always defer that to Mike. I wouldn't call a timeout in any situation.
Julius, during training camp, you talked about wanting to manage some of your snaps early in the game to be fresher in the fourth quarter, late in the season. Now that we're here, can you notice any sort of a difference in how you feel in the fourth quarter?
I'm not. Well, I think last week, obviously, we had a short week, and I didn't practice last week, so the rest last week was important. I felt better, but I think during a normal week, this time of the season, it's not really – everybody's going to be tired at this time of the season, so it is about managing reps and just trying to save energy. So, to answer your question, yeah, I feel it. I feel a little fresher.
Between the rest last week, I know you played Sunday, but I was the long week. So the back-to-back kind of rest for you, how much has that paid off?
It's paid off a lot. You know, like I said, I feel a lot better, a little more energetic. So you know, hopefully we can figure something out, you know, as far as practice reps for the rest of the season to keep not only myself but the whole team fresh and healthy.
There's been so much talk about struggles here, struggles there, trying to get back on the winning track, but Mike talked about entering this final phase and refocusing, circling back to what you talked about before the season. What type of talk has there been about achieving the one goal you had to start the season and blocking out everything else and refocusing on that?
Everything is still in front of us. All of our goals are still there. We've not performed the way we wanted to. We had a little tough stretch there, but I think now is the time in the season where everybody knows the importance of these games. Everybody is focused in on the little things, and we're ready to go. We're ready to go in this last stretch. So, we're ready to go.
This team can still make it to a Super Bowl, still win the Super Bowl
if you
play up to your potential?
Yeah, no doubt about it, no question. And that's still the goal, and that's what we're striving for.